This is Mo Oster, MISNI's Senior Vice President for Advocacy. I lead a team of lobbyists fighting for you in Albany and sometimes in Washington, D.C. To begin with, I want to thank the approximately 150 physicians and physician advocates who took the time to come to Albany this week to advocate with their senators and assembly members on a myriad of legislative issues to help maintain patient access to community-based physician care. The timing for the Advocacy Day was fortuitous, as both the State Assembly and State Senate were finalizing their respective budget responses to Governor Hochul's executive budget, and these adoptions set the stage for the three-way discussions towards adopting a state budget by or around April 1st. Physicians heard from numerous key healthcare policymakers in the morning before going on legislative visits in the afternoon. Presenters included Health Commissioner Dr. James McDonald, the Senate Deputy Majority Leader Michael Giannaris, Senate Minority Leader Rob Ort, Assembly Minority Leader Will Barkley, Senate Insurance Committee Chair Neil Breslin, Senate Health Committee Chair Gustavo Rivera, Assembly Health Committee Chair Amy Pollan, and Assembly Insurance Committee Chair David Weprin. Furthermore, with Senator Breslin seeking to retire after he completes his current Senate term, he was honored by MISNI physician leaders for his extraordinary record of championing legislation to help protect patients' ability to receive needed treatment and medications, including proposals to regulate PBMs and numerous reforms of aberrant health insurer practices. Moving to the One House budget proposals advanced by the State Assembly and State Senate, we are pleased that both houses are recommending that various executive budget proposals that adversely impact patient access to community-based physician care be rejected from the final enacted budget. This includes restoring authorization and funding for the Committee for Physicians' Health, opposing the proposed 50% cost-share imposition for the 16,000 physicians enrolled in the Excess Medical Malpractice Insurance Program, preserving the right for out-of-network physicians to appeal payment disputes with Medicaid managed care plans to independent dispute resolution, preventing the state from cutting reimbursement for office-administered medications, and opposing elimination of important physician supervision of physician assistants. Please send a letter to your senators and assembly members from MISNI's grassroots action site, thanking them for recommending the rejection of these adverse proposals, but also urging that they hold to this position as the legislature and governor begin what are called three-way negotiations. Just because the Assembly and Senate have made recommendations to reject certain proposals does not automatically mean that these issues have been decided for the year. Indeed, there have been examples in past budgets where the legislature recommended in its One House budget against a particular budget proposal, yet that adverse budget proposal still made its way into the final budget because of the emphasis the governor's staff placed on the issue during negotiations. A couple of other items of note. We are pleased that the Senate One House budget included a permanent extension of the law enacted 2 years ago, supported by MISNI, to require parity in payment for healthcare services delivered via telehealth. The governor and the assembly both recommended only a one-year extension of this law. The Senate also included funding for MISNI's Veterans Mental Health Initiative, which helps to provide physicians with the education and tools they need to help their veteran patients obtain necessary mental health care services. On both of these issues, MISNI has been working closely with the New York State Psychiatric Association. However, the Senate also included language in its One House budget to expand damages and wrongful death actions, including language identical to the legislation that was vetoed by Governor Hochul at the end of last year. Thankfully, this devastating proposal was not included in the Assembly One House budget, but the Senate's inclusion does mean that it will be part of the negotiations between the houses as they work towards adoption of a final budget. Please send a letter to your legislators opposing this proposal from our grassroots action site. Another major issue that your advocacy team has been working on has been the response to the challenges facing countless medical practices across the state and across the country arising from the Change Healthcare cybersecurity incident. MISNI staff have participated in numerous meetings with the AMA and state and federal officials to urge relief for physician practices adversely impacted by this. Meetings have been held in the last few weeks with the New York State Department of Financial Services, the U.S. Health and Human Services and Administration, and representatives of Optum and United Healthcare. Please look to the MISNI website and in today's Pulse for more information about relief, but briefly, I can tell you that CMS will now be making advanced Medicare payments available to physician practices impacted by the cybersecurity incident, consistent with historical payments, and that MIPS reporting requirements have been delayed. DFS is requiring health insurers to waive various requirements for prior authorization, timely filing, and eligibility verification, as well as putting on insurers the responsibility to make payments other than through electronic means, as MISNI has suggested. Turning to upcoming CME, please put on your calendar Thursday, April 11th, for a series of CME programs to kick off the MISNI Annual House of Delegates meeting in Uniondale, Long Island, including a Medical Matters CME program on measles identification and Veterans Matters CME programs on traumatic brain injury in returning veterans and the psychological and physical impact of burn pits on veterans. Much more information on these programs, as well as everything else I've talked about in this podcast, will be included in today's MISNI Pulse. Thank you again for taking the time to listen to this podcast and for your dedication to your county society and MISNI. We will speak again soon.